Okay, let's unpack this. Have you ever felt like your carefully collected research data kind of turns into a game of telephone the moment it moves from collection to analysis?
Oh, absolutely. Especially for small research teams, right? Spreadsheets are often the default tool.
They are, but they can quickly become, well, elaborate, vague labels, inconsistencies. It gets messy fast.
And what's fascinating, or maybe frustrating, is how those common spreadsheet issues, like, abbreviated headers with no real meaning later on.
Yeah, like temp one. What was temp one?
Exactly. Or difficulty managing time intervals consistently, or units of measure,
No.
or even just tracking missing data points or values outside the ranges you expect. All that stuff can really distort the original insights. It's a classic challenge.
It really is. So today we're taking a deep dive into a potential solution, SDC Studio. Our mission here is to explore how it can directly benefit small research teams like yours.
Right, how it can help transform that potentially messy data into, well, a foundation of clear, verifiable knowledge.
Okay, so let's start right there. For those small teams, what are the inherent problems with collecting data in, typical spreadsheets?
Well, our sources point out that unstructured data, which is pretty much what you get in a basic spreadsheet, it lacks a predefined format,
Meaning.
meaning you get significant fidelity loss. The data is less immediately usable without a lot of pre-processing, things like tagging, categorization. It's time-consuming.
Like trying to figure out those abbreviated headers you mentioned.
BPSs.
What exactly is that? Units, context.
Precisely. Is it systolic blood pressure? What are the units? When was it taken? Is data missing? Are there values outside a plausible range, say a blood pressure of 500? Spreadsheets often don't enforce that. And this basic lack of structure, it impacts everything. Scalability, reuse, even regulatory compliance down the line.
That makes sense. It's easy to see how things unravel.
Yeah.
So, how does SDC Studio step in? What's the core idea?
This is really where SDC Studio provides a critical solution. It allows you to create what's called an SDC model.
SDC model. That stands for Semantic Data Charter.
Exactly. Think of it as a foundational enabler. It's like a detailed blueprint for your data. It embeds precise meaning and mandates data quality rules right from the start.
Okay, so it's acting as the authoritative source of truth for what the data means.
Precisely. It brings structure and explicit meaning to what might have just been numbers and cells before.
So it moves beyond just here's a column to here's what this column is, how it's measured, and what rules it follows.
You got it. The
Yeah.
SDC model provides the schema, the structure, but it's complemented by ontological representation.
Ontological, like a shared dictionary for terms.
Kind of, yeah. It ensures semantic precision alongside operational reliability. So everyone and every system understands systolic blood pressure the same way.
And for small teams, is this complex to set up?
Well, there's an upfront effort, sure, but SDC Studio aims to streamline it. Plus, an SDC model can be created with an accompanying SPA. A single-page application. Basically, a user-friendly web form for data entry that's directly linked to your SDC model. It guides the user, enforces the rules, makes data collection much cleaner without needing a big IT setup.
Ah, okay, that could be really helpful.
Yeah.
So here's where it gets really interesting, I think. Once you have this structured, meaningful data, what are the outputs? What do teams actually get?
Right, this is the payoff. The output from an SDC model can be your choice of standard formats like XML or JSON documents, very portable, easy to share.
Okay, standard stuff.
But crucially, it can also generate RDF triples.
RDF triples, explain that a bit more.
Okay, think of RDF triples as simple statements about your data, like patient A has condition diabetes, or measurement X has unit mmHg, little sentences.
Right.
And when you put all these triples together, they form an RDF knowledge graph.
A knowledge graph. Sounds powerful. What does that do for a researcher practically?
It's a game changer for research. Instead of isolated data points, you have a rich semantic network showing how entities and concepts are related. It knows that systolic blood pressure is a measurement taken in mmHg associated with a patient at a time.
So it understands the context.
Exactly. It's natively built on semantic web standards. This makes data integration, sharing, discovery much, much easier. It reduces misinterpretation because the why is baked in with the what.
So SDC Studio isn't just cleaning the data, it's enriching it, providing that context and consistency checking automatically.
That's a great way to put it. It moves you beyond raw data to a trusted, machine-readable knowledge asset.
And you mentioned something about immutability. How does that fit in?
Yeah, that's important for trust over time. With SDC models, typically new models replace old ones rather than being edited directly.
Why is that significant?
It creates an immutable history, a clear data lineage. You have an auditable trail of how the meaning and structure of your data evolved. You can always go back and see exactly what BPSCs meant in version 1 versus version 3.
So it builds backward compatibility and accountability right in.
Exactly. It fosters much greater trust in your findings over the long haul.
Okay, this really paints a picture of moving beyond those spreadsheet limitations. It sounds like you gain significant trustworthiness and clarity.
Definitely. The consistency checking, the contextual grounding, it's about creating a more reliable foundation.
Which leads to a final thought, perhaps. If you have this newfound data trustworthiness and this deep semantic clarity from something like SDC Studio, how might that actually accelerate knowledge discovery? Could it enable completely new forms of collaboration, especially in complex interdisciplinary research that were just impossible before? Something to think about.